Hi guys, welcome to the Salon Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, Chief Content Creator for the Salon Marketing Agency, along with my co-host, Veronica. Okay, so you know those before and after photos that salons and spas are always showing off?
Yeah, the ones that make you do a double take.
Exactly. They're not just about showing off skills, are they? They're all about attracting new clients. And getting those clients through the door, well, that's what we're diving into today.
You're right on the money. It's a competitive world out there, especially in the salon and spa industry.
So how do we stand out from the crowd?
Well, we're lucky enough to have this article, Three Easiest Ways Salons and Spas Can Acquire New Clients. And let me tell you, it's packed with great advice.
No vague theories here, right?
None whatsoever. It's all about practical, actionable steps. And they don't sugarcoat it. The article kicks off by stressing just how crucial a strong digital presence is these days.
Which makes sense, but it feels like a lot of businesses still struggle with that, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's more than just throwing up a website or posting on Instagram every once in a blue moon.
Right. So how do we make sure we're doing it right? What does a truly effective digital presence look like for a salon or spa?
Well, think of it this way. Your online presence is your storefront in the digital age.
Okay, I like that.
If you had a brick and mortar shop, you wouldn't tuck it away down some back street with no signage, right?
Definitely not. You'd want it front and center, easy to find.
Exactly. And that's what your website, your social media, all of it should be doing for you online. It's your first impression. The article breaks it down into three main things. A user-friendly website.
Okay.
Local SEO.
Gotcha.
And engaging social media. And we'll get to those other two in a bit. But let's start with the website because, honestly, it still surprises me how many businesses underestimate its power.
I have to confess, I'm one of those people who checks out a business's website before I even think about booking.
And you're not alone. It's your digital first impression, right?
It is.
And the article really hits home on the need for high-quality photos. People want to see the space, the stylist, the whole vibe. Clear information about your services and pricing is key, too. No one wants to be left guessing when it comes to booking, right?
Absolutely not. Transparency is key.
100%. And here's a detail that can make or break you, especially in today's world, mobile friendliness. You know, more than half of all website traffic comes from mobile devices now. So if your site's clunky or difficult to navigate on a phone,
you're going to lose people.
You're going to lose them. It's like having a beautiful salon door, but it's jammed shut.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much they love what they see if they can't get through the door.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's say we've got a gorgeous, easy-to-use website. What's next?
Well, now imagine this. You've poured your heart and soul into this amazing site, but nobody can find it.
Oh, no. It's like that storefront tucked away in a back alley.
Exactly. You could have the most beautiful website in the world, but if it's not optimized for search engines, it's basically invisible. And that's where local SEO comes in.
Right. So this is about making sure that when someone searches for a best salon near me, your business actually pops up.
You've got it. And get this. Nearly half of all near me searches actually lead to someone visiting a business in person.
Wow, that's huge.
It is. Think about how often you use those near me searches yourself.
Oh, all the time.
So claiming and optimizing your Google My Business profile is absolutely essential. Think of it like putting your business on the map, literally.
Yeah, it's like those old school paper maps, but for the digital age.
Exactly. Making sure your business information, your name, address, phone number is consistent across all platforms is crucial. And using those location-based keywords, that's what helps those digital breadcrumbs lead clients straight to your door.
So we talk a lot about the digital side of things. Yeah. But I feel like word of mouth is still so powerful, especially for salons and spas.
Oh, absolutely. You can have the slickest website and the most optimized SEO, but a personal recommendation, that's gold.
Right. I mean, how often do you choose a new stylist just from an online search?
Exactly. Chances are you're going off a friend's rave review or seeing an amazing transformation on Instagram. It's about trust.
Totally. A friend tells me, go see so-and-so. They work wonders. I'm booking an appointment. I'm sold.
It's human nature, and the article really highlights this. It's all about client experience. They actually call it out as the second key strategy for client acquisition.
Okay, so we're talking more than just a good haircut or a relaxing facial, right? It's the whole experience.
The whole nine yards. Think about it. You walk into a salon, it smells amazing, you're greeted by name, offered a drink, maybe the comfy robe, you're not just another appointment.
You feel pampered, like you're the only client that matters.
Exactly. And those little touches, that's what makes people feel valued, which makes them more likely to come back and tell their friends.
It's so true. The article talks about creating an atmosphere that's both welcoming and professional. It made me wonder, how do you find that balance? I mean, every salon has its own vibe, right?
It's true. There's no one-size-fits-all approach, is there? It's about figuring out what feels right for your brand and your clients. Do you want to create a bustling, high-energy space or something more serene and spa-like? These are the questions, even down to the little details, the music you play, what scents you have diffusing. It all adds up.
It's like creating an immersive experience, not just a service.
I like that. It's like you're setting the stage.
And don't forget those little personalized touches. The article mentions those too, like remembering a client's favorite drink or asking about their recent vacation.
Yes. It shows you're paying attention, that you see them as more than just a name in your appointment book.
Absolutely. It builds loyalty. Speaking of which, I loved what the article said about loyalty programs. Those are always a win in my book.
Who doesn't love a good reward system, right?
Right. But you know what I found interesting? The article framed them as a way to attract new clients too, not just keep the ones you have.
Oh, for sure. They're a fantastic way to incentivize referrals. Like, offer bonus points if someone recommends a friend. It's a win-win. Your existing clients get rewarded and you get new customers.
And there are so many creative ways to structure those programs these days. It doesn't always have to be about discounts or free products.
Exactly. Think outside the box. Early access to new services, invitations to exclusive events, maybe even a skip-the-line pass for last-minute bookings.
Ooh, I like that. But the key is to make sure those perks really appeal to your target audience, right?
100%. You have to know your ideal client. What do they really value?
Okay, so let's recap. We've got the digital presence covered. We're creating an amazing in-salon experience. What's the third piece of the client acquisition puzzle?
This is where the article gets even more interesting. It's about going beyond the basics and embracing a more, well, they call it a holistic marketing strategy.
Holistic marketing for salons. I like the sound of that, but what does it actually look like?
Well, one word. Influencers.
Ah, influencers. Okay, so we're tapping into the power of social media stars. I get that they have a ton of followers, but what makes them so effective for salons specifically?
It boils down to trust and authenticity. Think about it. When you see an ad, you know, it's an ad, but when you see someone you follow, someone whose style you admire, raving about their experience at a salon,
it feels more genuine.
Yeah.
More relatable.
Exactly. It's like a friend giving you a recommendation, but on a much larger scale. And the article backs this up. They actually mention studies that show businesses seeing a huge spike in website traffic and bookings after they work with the right influencers.
Okay, so it's not just about finding any influencer with a lot of followers.
No. It's about finding the right fit for your brand. Someone who embodies your salon's aesthetic, who resonates with your target audience.
So someone who your ideal client would actually follow and trust.
Right, precisely. Mm-hmm. And speaking of reaching your ideal client, we've got to circle back to TikTok. We touched on it earlier, but the article really dives into its potential.
It's not enough to just be on there, is it?
Not at all. You need a strategy. You need ingenious and authentic content, as the article puts it.
Okay, easier said than done. What does that even look like for salons?
Well, think about the stuff you see on TikTok. What grabs your attention? Maybe quick and easy styling tips or those satisfying transformation videos.
Oh, yeah. The before and afters on TikTok are next level.
Right. Or even a behind-the-scenes look at a day in the life at your salon. People love to see the faces behind the brand.
It makes it feel more personal, less corporate.
Exactly. And, you know, thinking back on all three strategies, a strong digital presence, an exceptional client experience, this holistic marketing approach, it all comes down to connection, right?
Creating those genuine relationships that turn first-time clients into regulars.
That's it. Understanding your ideal client, knowing where they hang out online, and giving them an experience they won't stop talking about.
It's about exceeding their expectations every step of the way.
Exactly.
Wow. We've covered so much ground today, so much great advice for salon and spa owners. But if there's one thing for our listeners to take away from today's deep dive, what would it be?
Don't get overwhelmed. Start small. Pick one thing from this episode that resonated with you. Maybe it's optimizing your website for mobile. Maybe it's reaching out to an influencer. And just go for it. Take that first step.
It's all about progress, not perfection.
Yeah.
And remember, building a thriving business takes time and effort. But with the right strategies and a little bit of hustle, you got this.
Absolutely.
And hey, we want to hear from you. What's one action you're going to take this week to attract new clients? Head over to our social media and let us know. Until next time, keep shining.